More Republicans vow to sue NYC over voting rights for foreign nationals. By John Binder on December 8, 2021. More Republicans in New York are vowing to fight a proposed plan by the New York City Council to give voting rights in local elections to nearly a million foreign nationals. A total of 34 Democrats on the 51-member New York City Council are backing the plan, set to be approved on Thursday, which would provide more than 800,000 foreign nationals with green cards, visas, and work permits the opportunity to vote in citywide elections so long as they have resided in the city for at least 30 consecutive days. Last week, as Breitbart News reported, New York State Republican Committee Chairman Nick Langworthy said the committee would take any means necessary to stop foreign nationals from voting in local elections. More Republicans now say they will join the fight, according to the New York Post. Vito Fasella, who takes over as Staten Island borough president in January, will challenge a bill sponsored by Councilman Adonis Rodriguez D. Manhattan that would let non-citizens register in political parties and vote in city elections if their green card holders are authorized to work in the country. Emphasis added. One of the great privileges of being a citizen is the right to vote, and as borough president, I will initiate legal action to preserve the sanctity of the vote, Fasella said this week. Emphasis added. The former seven-term Republican congressman, who is making a political comeback more than a decade after a scandal derailed his career, said four other Republican elected officials have agreed to join him in any future legal fight. Emphasis added. As Breitbart News has noted, the plan has the potential to massively influence local elections while diluting the votes of American citizens in the city. In June, for instance, Mayor-elect Eric Adams, D., won the Democrat mayoral primary by less than 7,200 votes. New York City Councilman Reverend Ruben Diaz, a lifelong Democrat representing the Bronx, has blasted the plan as an effort that will dilute the votes of American citizens while allowing foreign nationals connected to the global financial system, but who live in Manhattan, to decide local elections. New York City, which is home to both the United Nations and Wall Street, could easily be taken over by any group of non-citizens who live here for 30 days and vote for the leader of their choice, Diaz said. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.